This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
You know, it's not that often that we hear of axe murderers, but in this story, we do. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced Tuesday that Derek Dearman, a 35-year-old convicted of a brutal axe murder that claimed the lives of five people, will be executed by lethal injection next month. Dearman, who committed the gruesome killings in Citronelle, Alabama in 2016, will be the fifth prisoner to be put to death in the state this year. Dearman was convicted of the horrific slaying of five friends and family members of his then-girlfriend Lynetta Lester during a methamphetamine-fueled rampage. Among the victims was a pregnant woman, Chelsea Marie Reed, and her unborn child. The massacre took place in the early hours of August 20th of 2016 after Dearman broke into a home in a remote area of Mobile County. Earlier this year, Dearman dismissed his legal counsel and halted all appeals against his conviction and death sentence. In a phone interview from death row, Dearman stated, "I've decided to drop my appeals and have my sentence carried out. I was fairly tried and convicted. I agreed with the court's decision. Whether I was in my right mind or not, innocent lives were lost and the crime was committed." If only more prisoners said that.
I know. I don't normally be like, hats off to an axe murderer. Yeah. But I mean, he was fairly tried and he was convicted and he did do it.
Yeah. He's not going to make shit up and go, "Well, you got a better story. Let's try and go with that one." Karen Reed. Yeah. Governor Ivey revealed that Dearman will be executed between midnight on October 17th and 6 a.m. on October 18th. He opted for lethal injection over nitrogen hypoxia, a newly introduced and controversial execution method in Alabama.
How did that, who would go for that one?
I think anytime they're like, God, but they're always fucking up death. It's like the one thing that like the murderers are good at is killing people, but the state really has great ways of fucking it up. Why don't we just do something where it's like, "Hey, you've killed like 30 people. Can you handle this one for us? Let's give you a new job."
You know, like, okay, so you're an axe murderer and you kill these people with an axe. You die by axe.
I like that idea. I'm not opposed to cruel and unusual punishments for people who have no question that that is what they did. Like, you did this? Okay, we're going to do that to you. We think it's fair. Dearman, who had previously expressed reluctance to face execution, recently voiced frustration in a letter to the Alabama Attorney General's office, accusing the state of delaying his death sentence. "I have done everything that's required to drop my appeals and have my sentence carried out. Can you please respond to this letter and let me know what the holdup is?" Dearman wrote. He added that the prolonged process was taking a toll both on him and his family. He's literally asking, can you just do what you said you're going to do?
Exactly.
You're dealing with the state of Alabama.
Yeah. I don't know. If I had done something like that, and it could have all been induced by his methamphetamine binge, but you did it. I would find it to be impossibly hard to live with yourself. Now, some people, they don't have that part of them. BTK comes to mind. They enjoyed the whole process. I think this guy lost control. He did it.
Yeah.
And how could you live with yourself knowing what you did?
Mm-hmm.
How could you live every day knowing that you're on death row? I mean, it would be a horrible way to live.
I'm surprised he hasn't just killed himself by now. I mean, I think if I was like, if I was there and I literally knew like the state's going to either kill me by lethal injection or whatever the fuck they're going to try and do, I think I'd just take my chances with a bed sheet at that point.
See, but I got the feeling they watch you very closely because they don't want you to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been on death row, but if you were.
I would just like, if you're that state of mind, you're like, "Oh, I'm done. Why even give them the chance? Because they could fuck it up. They can make it far worse. Just end it yourself if you can." The 2016 killing shocked the local community. Dearman, reportedly under the influence of drugs at the time, used an axe to murder the victims while they slept. After the massacre, he forced Lester and a three-month-old child, who was unharmed, into a car and drove to his father's house in Mississippi, where he later surrendered to authorities. The victims of the massacre were identified as Joseph Adam Turner, 26, Robert Lee Brown, 26, Chelsea Marie Reed, 22, Justin Caleb Reed, 23, and Shannon Melissa Randall, 35. Chelsea Reed was pregnant with her first child And the three-month-old boy was the first son of Turner and Randall. Dearman was sentenced to death in 2018 and has been on death row ever since.
And what's crazy about all that is all that happened and he didn't kill his ex-girlfriend. So was she witness to it? Like, this would have to be so traumatizing.
I think that's probably the sadisticness of it is, yeah. It's like,
and then he,
yeah, it's like the mob
kidnaps her. And, you know, he's just in this psychotic rage, drug-induced rage. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for her. Like, I can't imagine what she's lived through.
Yeah.
You know, and from my understanding, she left to stay with these people to get away from him. Mm-hmm. And they gave her a place to stay. And then he went and killed all of them, but not her.
That's a scary proposition sometimes. I mean, I get it. You know, it's like, I need some place to say that's safe, but it's like, yeah, you also better be aware that there's somebody looking for this person too. That's fucking nuts.
I think like the nature of all of us, you know, if I had a friend that came to me and is like, I need a place to go, I need to get away from my boyfriend, I'd be absolutely, I have an extra room.
Yeah. But does he know where he would come to me?
Exactly. You know, because at some point he's going to follow her or he will find her. They just have their ways. Yeah. And that's what he did. Yeah. And by doing what he did, he absolutely tormented her. And I don't know that his death will give her any closure to this.
No.
I don't know. I can't imagine it will. You know, all this was her boyfriend at one time.
That would be
death row.
That'd be one hell of a date to go on with her when it's like you start talking about your past and like, oh, what about your exes? And this story comes out. Holy shit.
My God. I hope she's in counseling because I can't imagine.
She certainly, I mean, there's no amount of counseling that's ever going to get her right. This will be obviously a trauma for her forever. But I hope she can find some way of continuing life in a way that's not going to be harmful to her.
Yeah.
But my God,
I'm glad that he's like, you know what? I'm done appealing. Let's do it.
Yeah. And actually, bravo to him for that.
I do have some respect for the axe murderer in that way.
Never thought I'd say that, but yeah, I respect the axe murderer for just saying, let's get on with the show. Mm-hmm. Alabama, the ball's in your court.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.